a letter from Aldous Huxley to George Orwell regarding 1984. This is a Listen and Live audio production. Eric Arthur Blair, June 23, 1903 to January 21, 1950, was a British novelist, essayist, journalist, and critic who wrote under the pen name of George Orwell. His work is characterized by lucid prose, social criticism, and opposition to all totalitarianism, both left-wing authoritarian communism and to right-wing fascism. Orwell is best known for his allegorical novella Animal Farm, 1945, and the dystopian novel 1984, 1949. Aldous Leonard Huxley, July 26, 1894, to November 22, 1963, was an English writer and philosopher. His bibliography spans nearly 50 books. In his most famous novel, Brave New World, 1932, and his final novel, Island, 1962, he presented his visions of dystopia and utopia, respectively. In October of 1949, a few months after publication of Orwell's masterpiece, 1984, he received a letter from Huxley, a man who, 17 years earlier, had his own vision of society published in the form of the classic Brave New World. What begins as a letter of praise soon becomes a brief comparison of the two novels and an explanation as to why Huxley believes his own earlier work to be a more realistic prediction. It should be noted that in 1917, long before he wrote this letter, Huxley taught French at Eton College in Berkshire, where Orwell was one of his students. Wrightwood, California, 21st October, 1949. Dear Mr. Orwell, it was very kind of you to tell your publishers to send me a copy of your book. It arrived as I was in the midst of a piece of work that required much reading and consulting of references, and since poor sight makes it necessary for me to ration my reading, I had to wait a long time before being able to embark on 1984. Agreeing with all that the critics have written of it, I need not tell you, yet once more, how fine and how profoundly important the book is. May I speak instead of the thing with which the book deals, the ultimate revolution, the first hints of a philosophy of the ultimate revolution, the revolution which lies beyond politics and economics, and which aims at total subversion of the individual's psychology and physiology, are to be found in the Marquis de Sade, who regarded himself as the continuator, the consummator, of Robespierre and Babeuf. The philosophy of the ruling minority in 1984 is a sadism which has been carried to its logical conclusion by going beyond sex and denying it. Whether in actual fact the policy of the boot on the face can go on indefinitely seems doubtful. My own belief is that the ruling oligarchy will find less arduous and wasteful ways of governing and of satisfying its lust for power, and these ways will resemble those which I described in Brave New World. I have had occasion recently to look into the history of animal magnetism and hypnotism, and have been greatly struck by the way in which, for 150 years, the world has refused to take serious cognizance of the discoveries of Mesmer, Braid, Esdale, and the rest. Partly because of the prevailing materialism, and partly because of prevailing respectability, 19th-century philosophers and men of science were not willing to investigate the odder facts of psychology for practical men, such as politicians, soldiers, and policemen, to apply in the field of government. Thanks to the voluntary ignorance of our fathers, the advent of the ultimate revolution was delayed for 5 or 6 generations. Another lucky accident was Freud's inability to hypnotize successfully and his consequent disparagement of hypnotism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?